This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is the fact that you and I both, and look, he's maybe it's not fair for him to weigh in on because he probably hadn't watched quite that much of it. But Ja Morant's a superstar in the making. And that's the thing that changes things. Pretty soon you're going to put him on the top of your list right there with the best point guards. And so that's what sort of changes the game. That's what's new about this is once you throw Ja Morant into the equation, it's a whole different animal.
No doubt.
That's where the old school thinking, he hasn't come to it yet. He hasn't seen yet the potential superstar this kid is. Let's forget, I'm taking potential off because he's here. He's doing things at a – I saw Pete Pranica yesterday, had some of those efficiency numbers that we had talked about, compared them to the best, like we did right here. Brad and I did it on that Monday you were out of here. Had Derrick Rose, some of the best. If you compare his first half of this season with some of the best point guards, Chris Paul too, he is right there and in most cases ahead of them. Penny Hardaway, ahead of them in terms of the offensive efficiency, in terms of the way he's shooting the ball. So it's a – you can take the potential off of it already. This kid's a young superstar.
Exactly. And when you have one of those,
changes the game, man.
No doubt. And we talked about the Tennessee Titans. That you laid out the challenges that they're facing. I mean,
they're going to compete for the division title. They're set up to do that.
Well, they can compete for the division title. Mm-hmm. That I will give you.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, we're talking about, you know, sort of who goes the you know, and I guess in the NFL, like, they're, because the nature of the playoff is a little different, right? Like, it's just a single elimination. You know, you can catch Baltimore on a bad day. What I mean?
And to the point, I only talked about the Texans. But don't you feel like the Colts, if they had a quarterback,
right,
and maybe it's Jacoby, but he certainly didn't prove it last year. But if they had a quarterback in that situation, right, the right guy, maybe it's, you know, people have joked, or, you know, not even joked, some have thought, Tom Brady. But again, aren't they sort of that quarterback away, because you like the rest of the squad. So even them, I mean, you can't write off the Colts, and Lord knows with the trouble they've given the Titans historically, you can never write them off. That division is just tough. And again, it's one that sort of eats each other. That's why you saw that, you know, 9-7 record by the Titans. But Deshaun ain't going anywhere. So that's the one thing you've got. So the same thing he tries to present with the West, it's the same thing with your division. You know, it's going to be tough to come out of that thing every year.
Yes, it is. No, you're exactly right. I mean, I think for those reasons, again.
Plus, they're about to pay, give the bank to Derrick Henry.
Right.
Which is, in some ways, going
to historically happens. I mean, we talk about Todd Gurley. We talk about Le'Veon Bell. David Johnson also. Like, David Johnson, by the end of last year, was not even a factor for the Cardinals.
That was
scary. They ended up trading for Kenyon Drake.
Exactly.
You know, so, like, when you give running backs money historically, there's a drop-off statistically.
Ezekiel didn't still rush for 1,300 yards.
No, Ezekiel Elliott, but I feel like he's kind of the anomaly because he just gets the ball 500 times a game.
Derrick Henry so rarely gets – anyway, he's big, he gets hit, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not worried so much about that as I am, John, when you pay him the whole kit and caboodle, how much do you have to give to the other guys? How many of the guys you got currently now, what tough decisions you're going to have to make on some good players that have got a role? Because just like when you pay a QB, you pay a runner, you know, you give Derrick Henry the money he's probably going to get, it's going to hurt you. They've got to make a decision on a quarterback, obviously, which will include more money. Tannehill didn't sign the two-year deal they wanted him to sign early on. So they're going to be paying. It's going to hamstring them in some other areas. And that was part of why they're where they're at, because they were a team that, you know, if you just put a decent-minded quarterback in there, could win.
So I would say over the next 5 years,
the answer is the Grizzlies.
I would take the Grizzlies. Yeah, yes. I would take the Grizzlies. Now I think it's kind of close. I do think it's kind of close.
Dude, by five,
but the quarterback uncertainty really scares me.
Dude, are you in 5 years? The Grizzlies could be. I suspect, and I almost expect at this point, because they're ahead of schedule, to be competing for a top four seed.
Yeah.
In 5 years, if not for a title.
Yeah.
I mean, because they are so. We can't sit here and say they're ahead of schedule today and then not say that. We're saying we're trying to avoid a 6 or 7 year rebuild. By five, John, I'm expecting to be among the top teams of the West.
Yes, I think that's exactly right. You know, will the Titans be a top five team in the AFC?
We don't even know who the quarterback's going to be in 5 years.
Yeah.
You know who the quarterback of the Grizzlies is going to be.
Yeah.
It'll be Ja Morant.
Exactly.
A superstar.
So, anyway, interesting stuff. All right, when we come back, some really cool news about the 2020 NFL draft that just came across. We'll get into that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
This hour's cash code for you to text and try to win $1,000 is the word OUNCE, O-U-N-C-E. You can text the word OUNCE, O-U-N-C-E, to 72881 in the next 56 minutes for your chance to win $1,000. Again, that code word that you want to text to try to win a grand is OUNCE, O-U-N-C-E. Text OUNCE to 72881, and good luck to you. Another code word is coming up with Giannotto and Jeffrey right at 2 o'clock. Here on 92.9. And don't forget, if you miss a word, simply go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Use that rewind feature. You can go back and try to find that word, each hour's word right there. Next code word, 2 o'clock.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Hey, if Memphis takes the 2020 College Basketball Championship, every bet you make at the Fitz between November 1st and tip-off April 6th is a winning bet. Luck lives here. See Sportsbook for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hottest in the game, ain't nothing to it, world class, I'm a cut above the rest.
Now that Human Resources Director Fernando Pino has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's completely crushing it. He even has his own hype song.
Hottest in the game, ain't nothing to it, world class, I am.
Supporting our entire workforce, everyone has different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
motivating and engaging our people every step of the way.
Blast off to the front of the field. This is
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, here with my sales manager, Derek. Derek, did your granddaddy ever tell you nothing in life is free?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free furnace either. When you think of heating and air, think Best Care. No gimmicks, no hassles. Call us today for a free estimate at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. We are your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air, and a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
She filled my mind up with ideas. I'm the highest in the room. Hope I make it out of here. She saw my eyes, she know I'm gone. I see some things that you might fear.
Mike Greenberg is going to join us in the next segment from Get Up. We'll talk to him about the Super Bowl, about Ja Morant, the national sports consciousness. Lots to get to with Mike Greenberg. at 125. But before we get to that, I saw something very cool about the 2020 NFL draft. And it's something that we've never seen before. First of all, as you know, it's going to be in Las Vegas, which is cool, right? I mean, the NFL draft in Las Vegas, there should be absolutely no problems there. Like, nobody should get in trouble or anything like that. Like, everybody's going to be very responsible in Vegas that night, right?
I figured you put in a request to cover it us here.
No, I'm staying far away from that.
That's a mature approach.
No, I just don't feel like dealing with the
that place is going to be crazy.
No, it's going to be insane. So, anyway, where are they going to have it? Where they're going to have the 2020 NFL draft.
This is a good story.
In Vegas?
They are actually going to have the red carpet at the NFL draft in 2020 on the water at the Bellagio.
What?
It's going to be on top of, you know, the iconic fountains at the Bellagio, right?
Well, they're going to have to stop the fountains to do that.
Well, they're going to – no, I think they're going to keep going.
Holy cow.
Around the edges there.
And you're just going to walk through the water?
They're going to – you're going to take a boat.
What?
The draft picks are going to take a boat.
This is silly.
To walk up onto the red carpet
that
at the NFL
seems
draft.
A little bit overdone. But that's what you do in Vegas. You do it up big time.
The question is, will it look good on television? Like, how will it look?
Well, how long will it? I'm more concerned with
exactly, like, logistically,
take,
right? Like,
floating them up there.
Because it's going to take a minute, right? I mean,
surely
to get
the
ferry.
Water. Yeah.
It's not a long distance. But, you know, they're still like, is the camera going
to
be on the boat every time it's, you know, taking the trip back and forth? You know what I mean? Like, is there going to be a boat cam with the draft pick? Like, I don't know. Like, it's going to be a long time before the pick is announced, you know, and the draft pick can get to the stage because he has to obviously take a boat.
It was one of the most highfalutin things I've ever done is eat in front of the window at the Bellagio so my wife could see the fountains. And I got the green pea soup because I knew I would be broke. After I left and allowed my wife to have whatever she wanted, but I made sure to order very cheap so I would be able
What was the restaurant? Yellowtail or what place did you eat
I have
at?
No idea which one it was. But, it's the Bellagio restaurant.
I'm sure there are many of them.
But this is a true
Bellagio
story.
Restaurant.
Restaurant.
And
the restaurant in front of the water.
Yeah.
The restaurant in front of the water, whichever one that is.
I don't think. I mean, how many restaurants does the Bellagio have that are in front of the fountains?
Gosh.
It can't be but one or two, right?
I think there's probably three or four. There's Yellowtail, and then there's a couple on the sides.
How many times have you been to Yellowtail that you can call it right up like that?
Yeah, I used to eat Yellowtail because I had a friend.
Would that have been? I don't know.
Is Yellowtail on the higher end of these three or four Bellagio restaurants that are facing the water, or is it on the lower
time? It's been a long time.
Is that where I should have gone?
Mon Ami?
I'm pretty sure it was Mon Ami.
That was
the menu and see if they got the green pea soup.
They're all great.
Yeah.
Now, this was years
This would have been at Paris.
When I was courting my wife. No, it's at Paris.
Yeah.
And that's not it.
Oh, no, Paris is on the
other side. We were inside the Bellagio. Paris is on the other side.
Oh, you were inside the Bellagio. Okay.
Where Brad is telling me there are three or four restaurants. And I believe him because he's a Las Vegas vet.
And
I have no idea which of those we were in.
And you got chicken noodle soup. So that
green pea soup.
Green pea soup. So that Faith could dine amongst kings.
I'm pretty sure she did like.
Of course.
That Yellowtail is one of my favorite restaurants. It is terrific. It's a Japanese restaurant right there on the water. Looks out on the Vegas Strip. It's spectacular.
Would it be Lago?
I can't.
Would it be Lago? That's in the Bellagio. That's
might have been Lago.
Lago by Julian Serrano.
This is when my wife and I were when I was courting her. So
a
lot of that time erased from memory.
Oh man!
I can tell you that we did get in front of that that window.
And was it as magic?
Now, we were kind of in the middle of the room too.
Yeah.
So I told her she had to kind of crane her neck to see out of there.
Oh.
Like we weren't right, but their window is very close.
Was it magical?
Yeah.
Have you seen the volcano at the Mirage?
No,
it's not quite.
Mirage got the aquarium though, right?
I don't know. I don't know if they have the aquarium. I didn't see it. If they did, when I stayed in Vegas last summer, I stayed at the Mirage, and they have. It's not the fountain show, but there is a volcano show every so often at the Mirage. They could have the NFL draft there, though the water not as vast, and there's also fire.
Is that where you want to have your rookies? When you do your NFL rookie symposium, you know what I'm saying? And maybe that's a separate place and a separate time. But is this the city you really want to? And I realize you're bringing Vegas in. It's the hot thing. Of course you're going to do a draft in Vegas. But is this really the place you want to bring them into the league?
I think it's fine. You know, Vegas.
They have a new team, as you know.
Yeah, it's more of
all of them going to make it? Anybody going to wake up late and not make it to the draft?
Oh, I'm sure somebody will fluff it up.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Had a late night out in Vegas?
Right.
Yeah.
If it's going to happen anywhere, it's going to be in Vegas where you'll have somebody mess up.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you're exactly right.
A lot of temptation out there is what I'm saying for these young rooks.
In order to avoid temptation.
Oh, you lived in it.
I loved it. It was one of the. It was a terrific place for a 21-year-old who's got responsibility. If you're responsible, it's one of the best cities in America to live in.
So I'm fascinated by it because I feel like I've been overwhelmed. When you're single, you're young like that, you feel like you get overwhelmed by lust and temptation.
It's all about the person. It's all about the person.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how they're built.
You know,
right.
Well put.
I think what Jason is saying is that if the NFL wants to be responsible and truly look out for its athletes and its incoming rookies, then the draft needs to permanently be in Memphis, Tennessee.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, again, you're not going to do it in Vegas every year, I bet, because there's going to be an incident or two.
They did build the Raiders.
Vegas is crazy.
The Raiders complex is not near the strip where the football stadium is. They built it out
not.
In Henderson.
You're going to get anything done and have some focus out there.
It's like living in Germantown, basically, like in the desert, obviously. But Henderson is at least a little bit away from what's going on with that stuff.
If the NFL draft ever did come to Memphis, again, in the spirit of trying to keep the rookies on the straight and narrow, right? Keep them out of the, you know, out of the nightlife, right? Mm-hmm. Because, well, listen, we love Memphis, but we can acknowledge that we have a serious problem when it comes to nightlife in this town. There's nothing to do.
No, we don't. It's getting better and better by the day. What are you talking about?
In terms of temptation?
Young people are finding it.
In terms of temptation, your options are very limited. Your options are very limited in Memphis, Tennessee. So if you were going to have it in Memphis, where would you have it? Now, again, let's keep in mind that Nashville had the NFL draft, and they did it on Broadway. Do we really want to bite off Nashville for the NFL draft to do the same thing they did by putting it on Beale? I don't think so.
Well, that's literally, it just was a good formula for you for game day.
You can't throw that out.
Like, it was perfect, and we all said
game day, yes.
You know, so I don't think you could go wrong doing that
but
again.
But we've seen that already.
But I would lean toward that you've seen it, and so you'd need to be a little bit more creative, John.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge event. I mean, the NFL draft has decided to come to Memphis because
the
2020 draft was such a disaster. A couple people fell off the boat on the way to the stage. They just wanted to get somewhere that was a little bit more quaint, and they wouldn't have to worry about as much, you know. So where would we have? I mean, where would we tell them to put it? I mean, would it be? You know, what are some of the historical sites here that we would consider?
I vote for Mud Island.
Oh, Mud Island.
Mud Island.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You could take it over. And what's going on?
Do a Harbor Town boat across?
You do it in front of the nice Memphis sign that everybody goes down there and takes family photos in front of.
Yeah.
You know, have the guys walk up right in front of that thing so they know where they're at.
Okay.
Yes.
And more so because there's so many attractions down there.
No doubt.
I remember like you could go underneath. I don't think you weren't underneath the Mississippi.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there was a museum in there, man. And you could do some stuff like they did for MLK through the National Civil Rights Museum.
Yeah.
You could sort of reawaken that.
Yeah.
Put some lights in that thing, dust off all that old stuff, have it down at Mud Island.
What if you closed the Hernando de Soto Bridge and you had it on the Hernando de Soto Bridge? Right there as the you see the city in the background, you light that Joker up with those cool illuminated lights. You've got spotlights. You've closed it. It's the bridge.
Somebody would likely get hit by a vehicle and fall off. There could be some logistical problems. I will tell you.
That's actually happened.
Yes, it has. Some great, fact that maybe you didn't know about Mud Island. I once saw a concert at the amphitheater.
Oh, I did too.
Shinedown and Skillet.
Oh, yeah, great.
It's that band y'all love to hate. The white band Shinedown, y'all love to hate.
No, that's a Nickelback.
My bad.
Same thing.
That's close.
You know who I saw there? A much better concert. The Bengals.
Ooh.
I don't know
who that is.
Oh, girls?
Yeah, like the Walk like an Egyptian?
In Egypt when I was a kid.
Oh, really? That's
who that okay.
Is it Les Smith was in a Walk Like an Egyptian?
Man, brother, we were all up into the Bengals. You know why?
Because
at one point, Prince, if I'm not mistaken, you can look this up, dated the lead singer. And you could tell because she had learned, and now the lead singer's name, I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to excuse me. But she had learned some of his eye movement when she would perform, how you'd focus the eyes and stuff. And, man, the Bengals, that Walk Like an Egyptian thing. You got to think about this back in the 80s, man.
Yeah.
I'm a little kid, and this kind of stuff was getting – Ron Olsen was playing this over at FM1.
Yes.
We were all going crazy, man, over at Snowden, wherever else. Man, Walk Like an Egyptian was big. John.
Well, you know what you could do? Speaking of Egyptians, you could have it at the Bass Pro, and the draft pick could take the elevator – up to the stage.
That would take forever.
I know, but
because it's like the biggest one.
Yeah, but
in any store.
Maybe you only do it for the first 10 picks, you know, and then you have like a, you know, a more neutral stage. Maybe
Joe Burrow may be looking bored as hell going up there.
No, Joe Burrow would definitely. He's
the one pick.
So yeah,
it's going to be stoic.
He would love nothing more than to
get on that elevator. I still haven't been up there. It's because I don't do heights.
Oh, my gosh. You've never seen that. You've never – me and Sam took some engagement pictures up there.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen them. How cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk more about that?
No.
Billy Bass.
Thank you.
Not, I'm just saying that there's a lot of opportunity for you up there.
I mean, y'all got engaged in a forest. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you had that zip line.
Yeah, we got engaged.
Man, how many engagement photos do you need here?
We got engaged in a forest. But
we have
waves
of engagement?
Yes, of course.
Oh. You take, jeez, John.
You take pictures after that. Listen, it ain't me. I didn't set it up. Mm. All right? It's all the woman.
This is what he's spending that cable money on.
Yeah, all that money
photo session.
This would have been.
Because I saw y'all in some fall and some leaves with the dog. Like, y'all do a lot of photo shoots.
That was last year.
Oh, now, are these all Sam's idea or any of these been your idea?
I never have ideas to take pictures. It's always her. It's always. Because she wants to, like. What she does is, I don't know if anybody else's wife or girlfriend does this, but she gets them printed out on this thing called Shutterfly.
Very familiar with that.
Canvas print. Mm-hmm. Canvas art. And she immortalizes them on the wall in the house.
Yeah.
You know, so we have some ridiculous pictures that are immortalized, like with the dog. And that's why we do the pictures, just to decorate the house. That's
continue to treat the dog as if it's a human, as a son or daughter.
That's the
very
plan.
Strange.
That is the plan. But no, the NFL draft is going to be in Vegas in 2020, and it's going to be a spectacle. I mean, everything in Vegas is going to be a spectacle, and you can admit that even as a non-Raiders fan. I mean, it's just the idea that Vegas is getting an NFL team is kind of ridiculous.
I thought you'd be out there. I really did, and reporting to us from there. I'd love to see it and check it off the bucket list because I imagine it'll be the craziest one we've ever seen. You can tell by this whole idea of walking over water.
It appears that Vegas' stadium is going to be more successful in terms of what's going on than this Los Angeles enterprise, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
They're putting the top on it this summer. They've already – and Clay, by the way, also wrong about the Las Vegas local narrative. They've already sold out their PSLs, and about 60% of them are from Nevada. The other 30% are from, like, you know, another 30 are from, like, Southern California, and then there's 10% from across the country. So they're going to have locals, and they're going to have Southern California people. It's going to be fine.
No, I do think, you know, if you're an NFL fan and you are sort of, like, mapping out road trips, you want to take Vegas, will be number one.
It's on it.
You know, and New Orleans right behind.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. I mean, Las Vegas, think about the Knights. You know, the Knights.
Exactly.
The Knights are really good, and local support it.
They love it.
You know, I mean, even the Aces, even the WNBA team,
yeah,
you know,
Lambeer
Vegas has become, you know, a really good sports town, you know, and I'm sure it's only a matter of time before
NBA.
They get an NBA team. Absolutely. I mean, it's just a matter of time. Why are you smiling? You're doing that
because it's the Bengals, not the, it came out, realized
yeah,
it came
no,
out
I was
as if the Tiger.
The Bengals.
Oh, no.
Bengals. Well, come
no,
on.
It's fine. I understood. What
the all right, 80s band Police. Good grief.
You're supposed to be the 80s expert here.
Bengals, Bingles.
You're supposed to be the guy who just never misses on the 80s.
Give me another one, Brad, besides Walk Like Egyptian. They had about two more.
Oh, Eternal Flame, Manic Monday?
Just Another Manic Monday. I don't remember Eternal Flame, but I do remember Manic Monday.
Yeah.
That's two. That were crossover that Ron Olson was playing the mess out of.
Yeah. This is the first time you've missed on an 80s anything.
Also went to see Terrence Trent D'Arby at the Peabody.
Is it D'Arby?
Terrence Trent D'Arby. In Arby's. Like, if I'm not mistaken, that's a D with an apostrophe.
But I always thought it was Darby.
Terrence Trent D'Arby was at the Peabody.
Now, let me ask you this.
That was my first concert. My dad took me and my brother, too.
Yeah, does he need the apostrophe in
very
his
good.
Last
Sign
name?
Your name.
Can we borrow that apostrophe and put it in DeMond's? Because I feel like DeMond needs it more than Terrence D'Arby needs. Because I think
the one you will never top.
I love this Wishing Well.
Well, I'm thinking about my Wishing Well was good.
Great
Sign
song.
Your Name across my was good. The one you will never top, and of course you can't see now, is Prince.
That's
down
right.
At the Pyramid.
That's exactly.
Well, never.
Right.
It was probably the best one of all time.
You can see a hologram.
Can you top Prince at the Pyramid? Can you top?
That's a hell of a concert.
Because I don't think Prince.
No, I saw.
The top of the line.
Top.
I saw SmackDown at the Pyramid once.
Now that's foolish.
Yeah.
It's foolish for you to even put that up.
So
to offer that up.
All right, we will come back in a minute with Mike Greenberg on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
What strikes fear in the heart of every homeowner? Mold. It can ruin value, make your house smell bad, and worst of all, risk your family's health. Ductman Air Duct Cleaning to the rescue. They'll solve the issue once and for all with zero mold left behind. Breathe confidently again. Call Ductman for a free estimate. 901-283-2726. Mention ESPN and get your dryer vents done free with every duct or mold service. Ductman Air Duct Cleaning has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and a 5-star Google rating. DuctmanAirDuct.com. What's in your duct?
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's Sports Station 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mike Greenberg is the host of Get Up. You can watch him every single morning on ESPN. He joins us now. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. Thanks very much for having me on.
Now, we appreciate the time, as always. So, here in Memphis, we're kind of locked into the budding superstardom of one Ja Morant, one of the best fourth quarter scorers in the entire NBA. My question to you, Mike, would be, has he finagled his way into the national sports consciousness yet?
Oh, my goodness, yes. He was a piece of the national sports consciousness with his performance in the NCAA tournament a year ago, and frankly, the conversation that we had on our show was, were it not for the box office factor, I mean, Zion Williamson came out of college as big a star as I can remember a collegian being in either of the two primary sports in about as long as I can remember. He was a bigger star than Joe Burrow is now. He was as big a star as a phenom. Were it not for that factor, so wherever he went, there was going to be unimaginable enthusiasm, ticket sales, et cetera. Were it not for that, would you still have taken Zion number one over Ja Morant? And my answer definitively was no. And I have been saying all along that I hope I'm wrong. But Zion, and look, I mean, so far, unfortunately, it has trended this way. He got hurt in college. He got hurt in summer league. He got hurt before he even started basically playing his preseason. And here we are in the middle of January, and he hasn't played yet. So I don't mean to compare him immediately to Zion, but that is the reality of the circumstance. All other things being equal, Ja Morant was the best and safest project or prospect in this past year's draft, and I think when all is said and done, he's going to wind up having had the best career.
All right, then that would qualify as superstar, right, Mike? You say something that I really felt, and you've said it on Get Up a couple of times, that you know when superstars come to Memphis, the opposing team, man, a lot of times they're not playing, they're sitting, but it feels like it's changed now, Mike, in the sense that Memphis has its own. So it doesn't matter if LeBron or whoever else is sitting out for the Lakers anymore, that we feel like there's a potential superstar here. It sounds like you see the same thing in terms of that part.
Of course I do, okay. But it does matter. I mean, this bothers me so much. The whole idea of resting I get the fact. Look, I know that that the NBA and ESPN and Turner TNT had major concerns with these guys not playing in the nationally televised games, and I understand that. I understand the business consideration of that. But there's another side of that, and that is that this game is supposed to be there for the fans, and it bothers me no end for the fans of Memphis. It's an NBA city, and you fill that arena, and you pay NBA ticket prices. And for Russell Westbrook last week to come through there and just not play because he decided that game wasn't worthy of his time, I'm sorry, it's a disgrace. And it never used to be the case, and it should not be the case. And if I were the fans of Memphis, I would be outraged by this, and I've been saying this forever, and no one is ever going to convince me that I should think otherwise. Oh. If 82 games are too many to play, then there are too many games on the schedule. There should be fewer. Having said that, I am delighted for the fans in Memphis who deserve to have a great player like this. And look, you don't need me to tell you, but you've had some good teams there. There is no bigger fan of Hubie than I am, and when Hubie was there, and some of the good years that you had there with Gasol and Conley. But Morant feels like the building block of something that hopefully could turn into something special, and let's see if he can. So, yes, you have a superstar, but I sure would like to see Russell Westbrook go head-to-head with him when Houston comes through town, and it bothers me no end that he does not.
We are, of course, talking to Mike Greenberg. He's the host of Get Up. You can watch him every morning on ESPN. The Super Bowl is set. Mike, it is, of course, Kansas City Chiefs versus San Francisco 49ers. Can and I guess will Patrick Mahomes be stopped?
Well, stopped, I think absolutely not. You know, my old colleague Dan Patrick famously says, you can't stop him, you can only hope to contain him. And I don't think that's ever applied to anyone more than it applies to Patrick Mahomes, who has literally never had a bad game in his NFL career. We were talking about this on our show this morning, is what constitutes slowing him down? What constitutes containing him? And I think what constitutes containing him is forcing him out of his comfort zone, maybe forcing him into one or two significant mistakes, and forcing them to punt a handful of times. I think if you hold him, you hold them to under 30 points, you've done your job. And then it is going to be up to Jimmy Garoppolo and company to try and match that. I don't think there were any circumstances in which you beat Kansas City, you know, 21-17. And I'm reminded of, you know, the legendary Patriot team that lost to the Giants the year they were 18-0 going into the Super Bowl, and they set every offensive scoring record, and they got shut down by that Giant defense, and I believe only scored 10 points in that Super Bowl. And when Denver went in there against a high-powered Cam Newton offense when he was the MVP of the league, and they were 15-1 that year, Carolina was, and that defense shut them down. I just don't believe that's going to happen to Mahomes. I don't think anyone can do it, and I will have to see it to believe it. So I think if San Francisco, whose defense is sensational, holds them to 30 points, they've done their job. And the question is, can the 49ers score 31?
Right. I like the way you put it. I think it was on Twitter recently. You said the Chiefs just changed the rules, right? The Titans played close to a perfect first half, as you put in that game. They're up 17-7, and yet it's not enough just because the Chiefs changed the rules. That's what, if it hinges on one thing, it's how much confidence do you have in Garoppolo, a guy who hadn't thrown it much, but I heard Orlovsky talking about it. You know, the Saints game, he proved it. How much confidence do you have in Garoppolo and his ability to win a shootout?
You know what? I honestly don't know. I mean, I think that the way in which we, and by we, I mean me and some other people, I don't mean you guys necessarily because I don't know what your take on it is, but I think we've been a little unfair to Garoppolo in judging him as unspectacular from this standpoint.
Maybe so. Yep.
The 49ers have been atrocious since Jim Harbaugh left. And then Jimmy Garoppolo showed up, and they got great immediately. Then he got hurt, and they went 4-12 and had the second pick in the draft. And then he came back, and they're the number one seed in the NFC, and they're in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So all he's done is win. So you cannot ask any more from a quarterback than that. So it is completely, I think it would be totally unfair to sell short what he has accomplished. I also don't think it is criticizing a person to say, I don't expect him to be able to go toe-to-toe, score for score with Patrick Mahomes, because I don't know that anybody can. But I'm confident that Garoppolo will play well. Whether he'll play well enough to beat this team or not remains to be seen. The other thing that I think is an interesting thought here is that 49er defense has got to hit Mahomes. And I thought the one area where the Titans got it wrong was they had some chances to put some hits on Mahomes, particularly on that long run where he tiptoed up the sideline and they just sort of tap danced around him as he went into the end zone. Yeah. You got to hit the quarterback. And if you saw later in that game, Ryan Tannehill took a shot, and he certainly felt it, and he certainly remembered it the rest of the day. And I'm not in any way advocating anyone taking a cheap shot on Patrick Mahomes or hurting him. But hitting the quarterback hard is still a part of football. And if the 49ers are able to do that a time or two and make him a little bit less comfortable, I think that could be a factor as well.
I want to touch on one of the quarterbacks who will not be participating in the Super Bowl, and that's Aaron Rodgers, who fell to 1-3 in conference championship games. He's lost three straight conference championship games. He has a quarterback passer rating of 78 in those games, and he's thrown more interceptions than touchdowns in those games. It felt like, and listen, maybe he still is on track to being one of the all-time greats, but is there at least a chance that we, as a sort of football-viewing public, have overrated Aaron Rodgers?
Is there a chance? Sure. I don't think so. Like, I believe what my eyes have seen, and that is that, at his best, Aaron Rodgers has been as talented as any quarterback I've ever seen. I've been watching the game since the 70s. So the first great quarterbacks I remember watching were Terry Bradshaw and Roger Staubach and Fran Tarkenton and Ken Stabler and that generation of players. On through all the great ones that we've seen since then. At his best, I think Aaron Rodgers was as spectacular to watch, as gifted and as talented as any of them I've ever seen. Whoever else you want to put in the category, maybe Mahomes now is the guy who's coming along and being better. But you put anyone else you want in there, whether it's Elway or anyone else who's been as good, I would put Aaron Rodgers up there with any of them. That said, you know, part of the job is winning these games. And he has not always been at his best in huge games. He's not alone in that, by the way. There are a lot of all-time greats who've not elevated in the postseason. Peyton Manning did not elevate in the postseason. Peyton Manning was as good in the regular season. His numbers are as good in the regular season as anybody I ever saw. But what separates a guy like Brady is that he elevates in the postseason. Montana elevated in the postseason. Rodgers has not. So Rodgers, to me, his legacy is in cement. He is one of the great quarterbacks of all time. But what keeps him off of that short list, he's not one of the five great quarterbacks of all time, and what keeps him out of that conversation is exactly what you just pointed out, that in the biggest games, he is not elevated. He is actually, his numbers have moved in the other direction. And that's a normal, natural thing. If you think about it, you step up in class, you're playing against better teams, your numbers shouldn't get better in the playoffs. It's only the all-time greats who do, and that's what separates the absolute short list, the Bradys, the Montanas, the Bart Starrs, from everybody else. So Rodgers, to me, absolutely, he is one of the great quarterbacks of all time. But he's not one of the five or six, and I think he had the talent to be.
Is Tom Brady really leaving, do you think? And if so, Chargers or Titans, which one's the better fit?
I think he's leaving. I still can't believe it. Like, every sign seems to point to him leaving. So at this point, I think you'd have to be crazy to keep saying you don't think he's going to leave, even though I don't think he should. Then I think it depends on what his primary motivation is. Like, I feel like if I were Tom Brady and I was going to be 43 years old, the only reason I would want to continue playing is if I thought I would to maximize my chance of winning a championship. I think Tennessee is a much better team than the Chargers are, and they're in a more favorable division. Because I don't think you want to go and try and win the AFC West against Patrick Mahomes for the next 10 years, much less the next 2 years. You tell me if what I'm about to say is crazy, because you guys are there watching him snap in and snap out, and I'm not. I'm watching it from a comparative distance. I'm not 100% sure that right this minute, getting Tom Brady is necessarily better than what Ryan Tannehill gave you this past year and figures to give you next year. But what is the right answer to that question?
Well, I mean, Tom Brady had a horrible year, but it's how much of that was his weapons, by his standards. Right. But I would also say, too, that the Titans asked almost nothing of Ryan Tannehill in the playoffs either. He was huge in the regular season, but by the time they were beating Tom Brady and Gillette and beating Lamar Jackson and M&T, it was all because of the running back.
So you can't give him the whole franchise. You can't sign him for some long-term deal.
It's a tough spot. Yeah, it's a very difficult spot because it's like how much do you give a guy who you didn't even ask that much of when it came playoff time?
That said, he was fantastic once they put him in. You saw that, Greeny.
Absolutely. I mean,
Once they made the change, it changed their season to that point.
I can read numbers off a piece of paper, and the numbers are ridiculous. I mean, Tannehill statistically had one of the great seasons ever.
Right.
And sometimes it's kind of, you know, and Brady is going to be 43 years old, fellas.
Right.
I mean, it can't go on forever. So I think Tennessee's future looks terrific. Mike Vrabel can coach my team any day of the week. I love that guy. I love the way he coached the game even Sunday, and I just think they ran into the wrong guy on the wrong day in the wrong place.
Exactly.
I don't think anybody was beating Mahomes that day, and I don't think anybody's beating him at all. That said, I don't think Brady will wind up there, and I don't know that they're not better off with Tannehill than Brady in the next 2 years anyway.
Speaking of wrong, Greeny, you know, LSU wins the college football national championship. Ed O gets a championship as a head coach, and it's interesting because you think back to when he got the permanent job there after he was promoted to interim. And pretty much roundly, I don't remember anybody writing any kind of think piece about how this was going to be great for LSU and how this was going to result in championships at LSU. Pretty much everybody said this was this is ridiculous and this is only going to end one way, and that's a laughing stock. Here he is, you know, holding up a national championship trophy. What are we to take away from that? What are we to learn about LSU winning a championship under Ed Orgeron, who everybody pretty much roundly mocked when he got the job?
Well, I got to tell you, I find him to be one of the most startlingly likable people in sports. And I will confess that because this year I had Marcus Spears and Ryan Clark working with me as regularly and as closely as we did, I grew to know that program very well and closely and follow it a little more than I might otherwise have, and got to know Coach O a little bit through that. And there's just something incredibly likable about him. That said, I think the biggest difference that was made there this year was by bringing in Joe Brady. And so I think that what we learned from that is that to be a great coach, I don't think it is about having the best X's and O's. And I think a lot of NFL teams are finding that out the hard way. I'll confess I don't know a lot about Vrabel's X's and O's. He obviously knows a lot about defense, and maybe that, you know, part of that is his. But being a coach is about being a leader. And you put people in the right positions and you allow them to do their jobs. And it seems to me that Orgeron is a great leader. I think his players love him. I think that he gets everybody fired up and enthusiastic. And by everybody, I don't just mean his players, but everyone connected to the university. And it seems in that case throughout the entire state of Louisiana. And I think he brought in really smart people and let them do their jobs. And by that, I mean Joe Brady, who now, of course, has gone back to the NFL. But I think the people that I know give an enormous amount of credit to Brady for what that offense did this year. And ultimately, you give that credit to the head coach. It's his job to put people in a position of authority and to give them the ability to do their jobs, not to micromanage them, not to tell them what to do, but to empower them to do the best work that they can. And I think Orgeron did that. So, look, he had a great year. And I think the real question is, there was a perspective on my set that if you're Nick Saban, you might be relieved that LSU won that game, despite the fact that they are your conference rival, as opposed to Clemson winning that game, because Dabo Swinney was the guy who was sort of knocking on the door of Saban's dominance. The question is, can Orgeron put together a run there at LSU and really threaten Alabama in the SEC in general and the SEC West? And I think it'll be very interesting to watch. I'll be curious to see who their quarterback is next year. But if they don't get it done, I don't think it'll be because of the coach.
Mike, how tough is it to break up a fight between Marcus Spears and Bart Scott when they're going at it hot and heavy about Dak Prescott and whether or not you pay him? You have to do a lot of that, and it's one of the things I like about your show. It's open, right? So those fights will start, and sometimes it's the most passionate thing on the show, and you want to see it. You want to see it come to it. But you also have there's a line, right, with you where you don't want it to get annoying either. It's a big part of the show. How do you sort of approach it?
I very seldom, very, very seldom on our set rises to the point where it's annoying. Those guys are so good.
And
I tell you, whatever success that we're having on our show, and I appreciate the kind thoughts, is a result of the fact that all of those people have bought in, that they come on and they want to be a part of it. They want to bring something to it. They want to be their best selves all the time. So when Marcus and Bart are going at it as they were today, I have the best seat in the house. I hope people are enjoying watching on TV, and I am most certainly. Just bring me some popcorn, and I'm happy as a clam. And today I wouldn't have broken it up except that producer's in my ear yelling at me, Greeny, we're going to a break right now, whether those guys stop or not. And so today we did. But that's the best part of our show is those things, they emerge organically. Those are real conversations with real passion between two guys who know what they're talking about and care what they're talking about. But it never spills over into the commercial break. Like, those guys are hugging and laughing and shaking hands afterwards because they are serious about what they're talking about, but they're not angry about it. At the end of the day, we're talking about football here, and that's the beauty of it. So to me, that was as good. That was exactly what our show on a perfect day should be.
It's very well done.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for the time.
Appreciate
continued
this, sir.
Success. Thank you so much for the time.
Well, thanks for having me on, fellas. Let's do it again sometime.
Yes,
sounds
sir.
Good.
He is Mike Greenberg. You can catch him every morning on ESPN's Get Up, which, you know, incredibly, I mean, and no one has been there longer than you, frankly. I mean, you kind of were, you're basically on the first, you know, panel. You know, you were on the first panel. It was you and Michelle Beadle and Jalen Rose and Greeny. And they've made some changes.
Greeny, you know, was always great and was always going to be great. Laura Rutledge bringing her on changed the show.
Yeah.
And deciding that, you know what, we're going to double down on football.
Right.
Again, Michelle Beadle, if you remember, didn't want to talk football.
She said, and she did not watch.
Her sweet spot was NBA. And listen, we can go back and forth, but you know which one's the one, if you're picking one of the other, which one that has the masses. It's the NFL. And that's what GetUp did and was very smart about it, was where they made the transition, move Beadle to look what she wants to do, which is NBA, do that. Let's talk about football. And that's where it's kind of taken back off.
Right. I think they brought in like a rotating like panel, like Spears and Feinbaum.
Orlovsky, whose name I always mispronounce, but he is fantastic at what he does. And now you saw Adam Schefter saying NFL offenses want him. He's been so good on Get Up and the other shows on ESPN. Dan Orlovsky, the former backup quarterback in the league. I remember being with Detroit. Came out of UConn, if I'm not mistaken. I think he played for UConn. He is now a wanted man in NFL offenses. There are literally owners of teams that want him. But no, that's part of it, John. They're experts. You know, whether it's in Richard Jefferson, the NBA is fantastic. The experts they've got are the strength. And switching over to Laura Rutledge is the thing that really saved the show.
Yeah, no, it's a good show. Like, there used to be an account called Did Get Up Get 300,000 today. It doesn't post anymore. It stopped posting, you know, because
they did it.
Exactly. They've turned the show around.
Yeah. It's solidly done.
No doubt.
And Foxworth, young genius.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. They got a good cast. There's no doubt. All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92 NFM, ESPN.
Young and hungry.
Down to 10 on the shot clock. Morant working at Baines. Quick stutter step in the lane. Hanks jams with a right hand on Baines. Oh, what a move by Ja Morant. Ja Morant, what a play by the rookie at the rim on top of Baines with the dunk. I can't believe what I just saw. Going to his left, back with his right, and got hammered on the play.
The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's NBA station.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows. Especially during cold and flu season, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balanced rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is Gary Parrish reminding you that this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is common, but still bad. The good news, American Standard Foundation, they can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks, your instincts might be to just ignore them, the same way in lots of ways. But trust me, it's a dumb approach to this very specific problem, because once you see the cracks, the real damage is on the way. Could be weeks, could be months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse. Or you can wait, but then you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home, look above your garage, see if you see cracks. I hope you don't, but if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. Just visit asfoundationrepair.com, click the lintel lift tab, or give them a call, 901-390-5568.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with, thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So this just came across. Again, I'll admit right here, right now, this is a baseball story.
Oh, I'm interested to hear you talk about it.
So I'm gonna tread very carefully here. This is something about those
signs
again.
Did you see this,
again.
Man? What he's about
no, I haven't seen. What's just dropped? What's the breaking
kind,
news?
Kind of silly a little bit.
But, is this breaking news?
But the Los Angeles City Council unanimously approved a resolution Tuesday urging MLB to strip the World Ooh. Series titles from the Astros and the Red Sox,
yeah,
and
they
give
want them both.
To the Dodgers. Yeah. Now, did the Dodgers in these instances lose both times?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
How's that sound to you, Brad? You think they're gonna get them?
It makes some sense.
Here's where I land on this. Listen, I get it. You're upset that the team you played had cameras and iPhone stuff. Unfortunately, there is very little solace when you've lost, regardless if the other team was in fact cheating. Because you can't quantify this stuff. You might have gotten blown out in some of those games. They may have cheated to help them get an advantage. But
you lost because they were stealing
signs.
There's no because.
You might have still lost is what I'm saying.
Well, but you might not have.
Well, you're not going to get to find out. So you got to swallow hard.
So isn't the middle ground vacate to that point, Brad? You should do is vacate?
Yeah, you don't get it, but you could vacate it, sure. But none of this fulfills me. Like it's like the banners at the Forum. You've talked about this before. That final appearance for Memphis that they took down because they stripped Memphis of it.
I mean, if anybody should vacate something, Memphis had to vacate that. Did they cheat? Derrick Rose got ruled eligible, came back,
right.
You put it back.
Right.
These folks are cheating on pitches. You understand what I'm saying?
They're wearing buzzers.
The direct outcome of it, the least you could do is vacate.
Oh, they should
vacate it. I'd be fine with you vacating it, but it doesn't do much for me. None of this stuff does much for me.
You just tell me this. Did he make a mistake, Manfred, in giving these players all this immunity, right? Dude, that's all the other clubhouses are talking about. And you and I both know they're going to be pointing at the guys. I mean, all of them. Laura Rutledge don't get upset. Well, they're going to be throwing at him during the season. It's going to be a lot more than just throwing at him. Like you don't believe in anything the Houston Astros are doing. You don't want to shake their hand because you got no respect. These guys cheated their way to a World Series. I just think it could get real ugly, especially if they start identifying some guys. Look, if some of these players start whistleblowing, right? Yeah. The players have immunity, so there's no reason someone who cheated is going to come forward now. But what you'll have is a group of players deciding, you know what, we got more. This guy cheated to get it out there, and so I just think it could get ugly.
There's a lot of revisionist history that comes back. Like Tony La Russa is being accused of cheating
from 70-something.
It's supposed to be credible. I don't know.
Anyway, have no credibility right now. Baseball doesn't. And if they're not going to move to vacate any of these titles, I don't know how anybody's ever going to have any belief in it again.
I'm with you, though, Jason. Baseball, this is really bad for baseball. Really, really bad. And the players are not going to talk about it because they're just going to move on.
It's because there's already tolerated cheating that's sort of part of the game,
right?
When you take it to this level, now you ask yourself, how many other teams are doing it?
Right.
And so I'm not even thinking about the average fan or a better or something.
Right.
Am I even getting a fair product? You know what I'm saying? That I'm doing? There's so many layers to this. Baseball's got work to do. I didn't want to, that's a long, long topic in terms of returning some credibility to the game.
It's one of the reasons why I've become a bigger basketball fan in the last 15 years of living in Memphis, because this is a basketball city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because...
And I guess you had a ref who could fix games.
Well, you've got...
Donnie, but he didn't really fix them.
Yeah, I mean, you got some...
He impacted them.
He fixed them. I mean,
that's the closest they've come to actual cheating in a game, right?
Fouls and stuff.
But you're not weaponizing bats like you're stuffing bats. You're not doing,
nobody can steal a sign in basketball.
It's different.
They're going to run. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
baseball got work to do.
They do.
Man, my head hurts.
I know that was a lot for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry. What are your thoughts on it, like John, like on the cheating in baseball? Do you have any thoughts on
that
at
won't
all?
Go. That won't go well.
No, actually, you can.
Have you watched the baseball game? I think you can wax poetic
on anything. You're a radio man. Give it your best shot.
No, I think it's a disgrace to the integrity of the game. However, I would argue now that the game has no integrity.
I think I'm with you.
I know that's something.
Brother.
That's what that deserves.
I know that's what you did. I've listened to enough of you clowns talk about baseball to know how high you hold the integrity of the game.
That's not true.
Well, what integrity? No. It looks like it's the dirtiest damn sport in the whole world.
I don't know how you could still call it America's pastime.
No, it's not America's pastime. It's just America's past.
That's what it is.
You are poetic on baseball today. How did you know that this is like your sweet spot?
Yeah, baseball, talking about how baseball doesn't matter anymore.
And the integrity of it,
yes. Yeah, I mean, this is like, you know, this is your coming out to party. I'm never going to gamble on baseball, especially now, because I know it's fixed. I'm never going to gamble on it. I'm certainly never going to watch it.
Sure.
And now I know that there is no integrity or character in some of the players who are part of this game. And so I will continue to watch amateur sports where it's pure, like college basketball.
Let's
do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I'm going to be looking at my TV, staring at it, actually, trying to figure out whether to cut that cord. That's what I'll be doing.
This is the last day or so. This is our last day together, DirecTV.
It does feel like there needs to be some urgency because, again, my bill ain't, you know, my bill's about $300-something.
That's a lot, man.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's probably too much. And listening to John and Brad talk, it's probably too much. Brad probably had me try to come over to Comcast.
Come on over,
John
baby.
Just wants me to cut.
I think I'll be joining the rest of America very soon.
That said, the Georgia Bulldogs again have got Kentucky. They lost the first time. That game is tonight if you want to watch the Georgia Bulldogs. And Anthony Edwards, possible top three pick. You know he's not shooting the ball well this year?
He is not.
31% from three. We're talking about a top three pick. And I know that doesn't necessarily mean he won't be able to knock it down in the league.
Yep.
But his percentages have not been good. He's averaging 19.1 points. And that game is at Kentucky. I suspect they will lose.
As a young Caucasian boy from the fields of Southern Illinois watching the Flying Illini and Kendall Gill and getting excited about Flying Illini basketball in the early 90s, there may be a renaissance going on in the state of Illinois as Illinois is now in the top 25. And so tonight I will be watching the hopefully they can get it going. They got Brad Underwood as their coach, and he's finally starting to turn it around here a little bit. Illinois is at Purdue, so I'm going to watch
this
Illinois.
Is that Brad Underwood?
Brad Underwood is coaching at Illinois.
He's pretty good.
And there were some questions about him last year.
Blair's brother.
They lost to Mizzou early in the year, and Konzo got him in that rivalry game. But they're in the top 25 now, so they play Purdue tonight, and they're playing
Brad
pretty good.
Underwood was – didn't Stephen F. Austin beat Memphis?
That's it.
Yes, I was there in Vegas.
Brad Underwood was the coach of
they
Stephen
They lost
F.
to Baylor out there.
Was in Oklahoma
was
State for like a minute and bounced.
Exactly.
Got a raise and left.
You spoke of Kendall Gill. He had the hot
Love
top
Kendall Gill.
Yes, indeed.
That was my guy right there.
One NBA game tonight. It's the Clippers versus the Mavs. Pretty good one. Porzingis might be coming back. Sounds like Kristaps Porzingis maybe making his return tonight against the Clippers. It's a really good tilt in the Western Conference. Dallas is favored by 1.5. This is going to be at 7:30 on NBA TV. That's going to do it for us. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Clay Travis. Thanks to Mike Greenberg for joining us on the show today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The teams, Tigers, Grizzlies, SEC, NFL. The stories, game day.
The thrill is here!
Penny.
We're not intimidated and we're not afraid to play anybody. That offends people and it's crazy.
The shows, the Jeff Calkins Show.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy.
Jason and John.
Well, hello there.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
You just made the list.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
The city.
Operator, get me Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. The station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's number one sports place.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
The new extra cheesy Alfredo pizza from Papa John's has extra cheese on another three cheese blend, on Alfredo sauce, on garlic Parmesan crust, which is now on your mind and on its way to being your new favorite thing, on account of all that cheese and Alfredo that you heard about on the radio. Get a new extra cheesy Alfredo pizza with garlic Parmesan crust for just $10. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, here with my sales manager, Derek. Derek, did your granddaddy ever tell you nothing in life is free?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free furnace either. When you think of heating and air, think Best Care. No gimmicks, no hassles. Call us today for a free estimate at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. We are your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air, and a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Ah, there it is. That sound means fights at Fitz are back. Don't miss them Saturday, January 25th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.